Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how did the young boy end up in his car, and how did he simply disappear?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us so we can share them with everybody else. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And of course, if you wanted to, you could become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the entire archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. How are things going with you?
Pretty good. So you and I are going to take a quick trip to Dallas.
We are.
And I rented us a hotel, and it might be haunted.
Thanks. Oh, good. I hope it is.
Magnolia Hotel, Dallas. So I looked the other day, and so if you look it up, it's pretty cool, and it's old. So I'm like, is it haunted? And then it's like, Haunted Magnolia Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But I came across an article that was like, is it haunted? Yeah, we think it is. So I don't know.
Well, okay. This says that it's allegedly the home of 13 ghosts, including one little girl.
Shit.
Legend has it that the little girl was murdered by someone that stayed the night in the hotel.
And I'm trying to figure out, let's see, because this is, I think this is Ghost in Our Room, Magnolia Hotel. Years ago, Larry and I were up in Dallas participating in the annual Dallas International Book Fair. And she was upset that they weren't home for the trick-or-treaters because it was at Halloween time. And they stayed in the wonderful old historic Magnolia Hotel in Dallas. It was originally the office building for Mobil Oil. And so, yeah, so let me see. So late one night during the early a.m. hours in our sixth floor hotel room, while in bed, sound asleep, something quickly woke me up. The room was dark and still. Then something gave a gentle small tug on the bed covers just below my feet. Odd and creepy. Larry was sound asleep, had not moved at all. Few minutes passed and it happened again. And so then nothing else happened. Finally, I fell asleep and told the clerk the next day, your hotel is haunted. And she said, the clerk said that she hesitated and then deflected my remark. I leaned in a little closer and said, your hotel is haunted and you know it, right? And then they began telling us about hauntings and unexplained things that happened.
Interesting. Well, here's an.
So it says particularly the 24th floor.
Okay, and there's another article that about this, and it says that somebody was staying in the room, and what they were having issues was with shadows walking past, like, and then you'd look and nothing would be there. And then there was a loud noise in the closet, and they said it sounded like, you know, like if you were to take the hangers and slide them
kind of
like on a shower curtain or something. They opened the closet and the clothes were swaying back and forth. And then they said that about 1:30 in the morning, the room starts to feel very uncomfortable and warm. And then woke up abruptly and somebody pulling on the sheets off the bed.
See, that happened to that lady too.
Yeah. So there's some of that going on. And then it said there seemed like to be a shadow walking by again, but this time it was very close and it did look like a tall man, but they couldn't see a face or anything.
See, now I'm a little bit regretting it, but the photos look so cool.
I'm saying that I think this could be really good, and we will let you guys all know when we get back about the Magnolia Hotel in Dallas, Texas.
But don't the pictures look cool?
Oh, I haven't seen any pictures yet. I was just
Google
reading
it.
Ghost stories.
Just Google it. The pictures are cool. And it's, when was the Magnolia Hotel built? It was originally the Magnolia Petroleum Building, a 29-story Beaux-Arts-style upscale hotel built in 1922 at a cost of $4 million.
Oh, that was a lot of money. Ooh-wee. In 1922.
It was the tallest building in Texas for a while. The Magnolia Building was the first high-rise in the United States to have air conditioning. Well, 330 rooms. So, I don't know. I saw it, and the other thing is I got a really good price. Probably because it's haunted.
That could be. That definitely could be. But I'm excited, and we'll let you guys all know when we get back all about it. We are actually going to, the reason is we're celebrating Carol's birthday.
I know. My birthday is tomorrow.
And also, we're going to see Ricky Lee Jones.
Because we've been fans of Ricky Lee Jones since we were young.
We are super fans.
And
yes.
We're super old. And so we have been talking about seeing her forever, and she's never come anywhere close. And that's a six-hour drive for us, so that's not too bad. So we're like, let's just go. And that's my birthday trip.
We're getting in the car to see Ricky Lee Jones. So that'll be super fun.
So hopefully, I hope that people appreciate how brave this is of me to have rented this hotel room. Because I debated it. And I'm like, Kathy would love it.
Kathy will love it.
Yeah. I don't know if I will. I don't know if I'll sleep. But we will fill y'all in next week.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it'll be great.
When we get back and we record our next set of episodes.
Yes, we'll let you guys know. Yeah. And if we get pictures or anything, we'll post them on the Facebook.
We can post pictures because the pictures look like, I think it was just such a cool looking building.
We love the haunted hotel stories. So
I don't love staying at haunted hotels. I was looking at like a Comfort Inn. And then I saw that
boring.
One, and I was
boring.
Like, God, it just looks so cool. So anyway, so that's where we're staying.
I'm surprised you didn't put us in Motel 6 because they are never haunted. I've been creeped out a few times at a Motel 6, not because of hauntings.
No,
because
somebody could have gotten, like, assaulted
like,
in your room.
There have been times I have piled furniture in front of the doors at a... at certain hotels.
Yeah, because it's like, this is a shady area.
Yeah.
Kathy and I once went to Milwaukee and the cab driver dropped us off at the hotel. And he's like,
wait a minute. Before he dropped us off, we gave him the address and he said, are you sure that's where you're staying tonight? We're like, yeah, why? You know?
And then we
he's
get
like,
out.
Well, you know, I just don't know about that. And so then he's driving there. Are you sure you guys want to stay at this hotel tonight? And we're like, yeah, you know. And so when he drops us off, he says, here is my card. If you need me to come get you,
at any time, at any time,
I will come and get you.
And
we did. We called him. He came
and
got us.
It wasn't haunted. We don't know. Maybe it was. We never even got in our room. It was such a cluster F that it was filthy, dirty. It was just horrible.
Trash
it stunk.
Everywhere.
It was just the nastiest to where I think I booked it through Travelocity or something. And I contacted them. They gave me the money back because of the pictures that we had taken of it. Like this does not look the pictures like the pictures on your website. And so that guy came back and got us and took us to another hotel that I had stayed at previously. Yeah. And I liked.
He was like, are you too sure? Are you guys sure you want to stay here?
Yep. So we did, but we didn't.
We didn't.
Well, here is our first story. And it says, this is a true story that happened in 1999. I was driving from Philadelphia to Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania to pick up my mother-in-law. She would always come down to stay with us for every 4th of July, so it was our family tradition. I headed out about 5:30 between traffic and some coffee breaks. I did really bad timing. It was about 9 o'clock, it was dark outside, and the only thing I could barely see were the lines in the road. I finally came to a stop, but not one that I decided to make. There was an accident on the road. There were about 4 ambulances and 2 fire trucks. The police had us all go around the cars and drive on the grass to get to the other end of the road we were all trying to get back to. About 15 minutes after I left that horrific sight, I looked to my right on the passenger seat, and there was a little boy, about 11 years old, wearing a baseball uniform. I will never forget this simply because of the colors of his uniform. It was white and black with yellow stripes, but it did not have the name of the team he played for. I would never forget that because suddenly there's a little boy in my car.
Yeah, I think.
Where the hell did you come from?
Let's put it this way. I don't care what he's wearing. If there's a little boy sitting next to me that wasn't 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And nobody got in the car and I hadn't gotten out and gotten back in or anything.
When it says, goodness. I thought this was odd when I looked at him. Mm-hmm. I jumped out of my seat, almost driving off the road into a ditch. I looked at the boy and asked him what he was doing in my car. He didn't reply. I figured he must have gotten into my car during one of my pit stops. But then again, I thought, why would a young kid his age do such a strange thing? I knew that this wasn't right. Something told me in my heart and in my stomach that there was something wrong about this situation. Actually, legit, if you suddenly have a kid in your car for any reason, real or ghostly, that ain't right. It's like, we got to go to the police station.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to do but go to police station. Yep.
It says, I stopped the car, pulled to the side of the highway, and walked to the passenger's side door to open it up and let the boy out. When I got to the door and opened it up, the boy was gone. Vanished, as if he was never there in the first place. It spooked.
Well, I'm not sure I could have just let a boy out.
Well, maybe he pulled over and it was like, okay, I'm going to get out and talk to him, figure it out. Maybe that was more like, I'm going to let him out. They're going to talk and figure out where he belongs or something.
Yeah, because I couldn't just let a kid out at the side of the road.
No, you couldn't leave a kid on the side of the road. After I arrived at my mother-in-law's place about 35 minutes later, she was waiting for me with a nice table, some barbecue beef she had prepared for me with some dessert that we ate, and then I went to bed. I had never told her about that incident. The next day, I awoke to a nice breakfast, then got ready to return to Philly in my place. As we locked the front door to her house, she asked me to hold the keys to the garage and a plastic bag full of tea bags. When we got in the car, she told me about what had happened the night before. She told me she'd seen the news on television, and they showed a young boy who was about 11 who had been hit by a drunk driver operating a school bus.
Oh.
The boy was hit trying to get to the field, which was just across from where the accident happened. My heart stopped beating for a few seconds. I knew right then it was the boy from the night before who was in my car. I will never drive alone on a highway ever again. Ah, that's so creepy.
Oh my gosh.
And it said the boy was hit trying to get to the field, so it makes me think a baseball field.
Mm-hmm. That's my guess too.
Could you imagine, like, there's an accident and you're just waiting to get around the accident, and then suddenly there's another person in your car with you?
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine that. Because I mentioned that about Dad before, having that happen to him, that all of a sudden somebody was in his car.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. That's pretty crazy that he didn't say anything to the mother-in-law. Then she's like, oh, you know, this sad story last night, which is horrifically sad, happens to be, you know, around where this mysterious little boy in a baseball uniform showed up in your car.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know that I'd ever drive again after that, let alone on a highway. I'd be like, I never can drive again. That's just so creepy.
That really is.
I mean, and it shouldn't, because it's a little boy who tragically passed. And it just makes me think that it's that situation like we've talked about before where they don't really know they've passed. Mm-hmm. And so they're kind of in this in-between place. And especially if you're just young, you know, you're looking for your parents or you're looking, it's like, what has happened?
Yeah.
That makes me so sad and creeped out at the same time. Okay, so here is our next story. It says, I work for a school district in Colorado that has been around for years and years. At the time I worked the night shift, typically 3 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., I was alone cleaning the school for most of the time there. I had another worker with me for 3.5 hours, but he was on the other side of the school, and some teachers would stay late, but they were always doing their own things. My first day on the job, my boss told me, "Yep, this place has ghosts." I am a big Supernatural fan, so this excited me a lot. He would tell me things about doors opening and closing on their own or hearing footsteps behind you, and it didn't take me long to have an experience for myself. You never felt alone, and even though you knew you were the only one in the school, walking down the halls, you always had to look over your shoulder because you felt like someone was watching or following you. I quickly learned always to have music playing, or you would hear things that you could never explain. One night, I was sitting in my office, which was connected to one long hallway facing north and south and another long hallway facing east and west. I was reading a book, and I didn't realize my music had stopped playing when all of a sudden I could hear someone run up the hall, turn the corner, and stop as if they'd heard me move in the office. Seconds later, they ran back down the way they came. I went to see if by chance a child had gotten into the building, but found no evidence of anyone being there. I knew all the exterior doors were locked. After all, it's my job to make sure of this every night. On another occasion, I was once again in my office and I could hear something being dragged in the hallway. The dragging would go on for a couple of seconds, then stop, then go on again, then stop. When you work alone in a building, you learn the noises the building makes, so you know when something is not supposed to be there. You know, I've talked to a lot of paranormal investigators that like to go into a building and just sit with no equipment going or anything just to hear the noises of the building. Mm-hmm. Because then you can hear, like, if a heater kicks on or if the ice maker makes ice or, you know, you can hear those sounds.
Right.
Other things would happen, like you would see someone walk by the door when you were cleaning a room, but upon investigation, find no one would be there. Or when I was vacuuming hallways, I could always see something poke around the corner, but when I would look up, there would never be anyone there. Now, I watch ghost hunting shows all the time, so I decided to set my video recorder on my phone up in a different hallway and let it record for about 20 minutes. I never caught anything till I set it up by the main office. I didn't get any visual evidence, but from what seemed like behind the phone, something was throwing tiny pebbles on the floor. You can hear them hit the floor and bounce and roll. That next day, my boss asked me about 10 tiny rocks he had found in the lobby area. I no longer work at the school due to a promotion. In the school I'm at, I am never alone. I have never felt any spirits in the school, but I did see a child peeking at me from around a table. I do believe I am somewhat of a clairvoyant, but I'm not that strong of one, and it takes me a while to realize what I saw wasn't what I saw with my eyes, but rather in my head. I've just started listening to you guys for a week, and I absolutely love the show. I hope this makes it onto the podcast. I have many more stories to tell about growing up in a very haunted townhouse. Until Ooh. Next time, take care, Raquel. A townhouse. Oh,
most definitely.
See, and that's where, like, I tend to think a townhouse isn't going to be haunted because it's a townhouse, but it doesn't matter.
We've had townhouse stories.
And, you know, we have had several stories extremely similar to this one.
Mm-hmm.
From the janitor. Yeah.
Yep.
Like a janitor, someone who works at the school late, and I'm assuming Raquel was a janitor, and hearing things and seeing things and kids running down hallways and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Though I do think that Raquel might be sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, to be able to pick up on as much as going on there, you know, seeing things, hearing things, all these. But, you know, schools just are notorious for activity.
And the little pebbles thing is weird.
That, like, is weird.
Because it's like, then her boss comes in and it's like, what are all these little rocks in here? Like, didn't you sweep this out last night? I did.
Yeah.
But would you like to see my video evidence that it was not me?
Here, let me show you. I set up my phone every night for no apparent reason.
But it came in handy this time because you know it was not me. There's some paranormal activity. I had it perfectly clean. I can't clean it enough to keep up with this
show. That's right. That's right.
I don't know. That's just so creepy. And it's just so funny how many schools and universities are haunted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So many of them.
Yeah.
But yeah. I love those.
Even
in
my little 1960s campus, I've had a couple little instances of things that, and I wasn't by myself. You know, something happened and the student and I just looked at each other and we're like, okay. You know, we both just went, all right.
And I think didn't the student leave after that happened? The student was like, okay, I got to go.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Yeah.
Like, you know what? You go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, I know. I think it's time to go for a break. I could leave too.
We're going to come in tomorrow and we'll try this again.
Yeah.
We'll do a quick cleansing overnight. I'll leave a note for the janitor. Please cleanse the art room.
I know. My
have
poor
any
janitor.
Sage? Can you anoint it with holy water or something?
Yeah, our poor maintenance people out there tonight.
It's like, please cleanse my room. I'm not talking cleaning it. I'm talking cleansing it. There's a difference. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get the advance episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.